Bite that.
Baby, you ought to understand what come a job key locks.
Bite that.
Okay.
Baby, you ought to understand what come a job key locks. Slide in the credits and you know I paint a can. Then I pull up here in the blanket, but I used to want to hit me. And I'm pouring up the rim, then I'm sipping on rent. I ain't fucking with that white shit, I'm throwing all in it.
Pull up to the back, black set, chief rocking in the feds. Keep lurking cause the boys keep talking rich fuck. Right up on the plug about 40 times. 40 niggas strapped with the 49s. Bite down. Con hot. Got two twin bits.
And hey, how's it going? It's a little Kodak Black in French Montana that we're going in. We didn't want to stop it. Anyways, how's it going? This is Cody.
This is Carl.
It's a very special day today. We're talking about the very important AFC East. You know, just like a little like warning ahead of time. I'm a gigantic Jets fan. It's kind of an issue, actually, but, you know, we'll deal with that. I'm going to try to be as objective as possible, but I want everyone to know my cape is fastened very tightly right now.
Definitely look like you're definitely choking right now.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time, so I'll try to be as fair as possible. Anyways, moving on to the Bills. Carl, what do you got them going for?
Vegas got them lined up at 8. Last year they were 8-8. My prediction for them this year is 8-8. They favored in 5 games. I think they'll have a better defense than they did last year, especially bringing on Rob Ryan, who led my Saints, you know, to a top 5 defense.
What happened last year, though?
In his first year.
Okay, yeah.
And so his play calling duties got revoked, scaled back a little bit.
They said, we don't like you. Stop making decisions. We'll do better.
Yeah, I don't know why that happened. But yeah, let's go. Continue talking about the Bills.
Yeah, so I got them at 6-10 right now. A lot of question marks on this team. I like Tyrod. Apparently the coaching staff doesn't, though. Big fan of a lot of the defensive acquisitions they made. I like the draft a lot, even though Shaq Lawson got hurt. Mm. I don't like the receivers, though. They have no receivers on this team other than Sammy Watkins, who's always hurt as well. So for me, I got them at 6-10. AFC East plays the NFC West this year. So like they're going to have to go to Seattle. They're going to have to play Arizona. Mm-hmm. These are some teams who are really going to take advantage of their inexperience and also their lack of talent at a few crucial positions.
I don't know. They finished 8-8 last year, and that's big because they had a lot of injuries on both sides of the ball last year, offensively and defensively. Tyrod Taylor, he missed 2 games, and that's huge, especially when you only have a quarterback and E.J. Manuel backing you up.
Yeah.
So
you know what's crazy about E.J. Manuel is, like, in that draft, he got taken ahead of my friend Eugene Cyril Smith the III. Like, how can you take him a round ahead of Gino, the touchdown machino? I can do nicknames too. I can do nicknames too.
Let's keep it moving. They had Percy Harvin, who missed 11 games last year, so that was huge. LeSean McCoy missed 4 games.
He did.
And he just started running back. And we're not saying they missed it at different times of season.
Did you see how fat Carlos Williams is now, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he put on some weight.
Okay, but his rookie year, he was very impressive, so I don't give a damn what kind of weight he put on. Like, he had 613 all-purpose yards and 9 total touchdowns as a rookie.
Yeah, you said he's thick, and I like that. I feel you. Anyways,
unfortunately for the Bills, Carlos Williams is suspended for 4 games next season for violating the NFL substance policy, and that's a huge blow to the offense, especially someone that could spell somebody like Shady McCoy, who's injury prone and known to miss a couple games here and there.
All right, I feel you. Who do you have for the defensive MVP, though?
Defensive MVP, I have free safety Corey Graham. He had a great season last year. He's somebody that finds the football almost all the time.
That's all good.
It's all good. He had 127 total tackles, came away with 2 interceptions and 1 TD. So he just have a knack for finding football.
Yeah, I actually have someone in the secondary as well. I have Ronald Darby.
I like Ronald.
Really solid man-to-man cornerback last year as a rookie. I like him a lot out of Florida State. I love Florida State. I love their prospects. They always have players that translate well in the NFL. Ronald Darby is a player that I really enjoy. So he's someone that I want to really make sure that, is the defensive MVP next year. Because Rex, he doesn't know pass rushers, but he does know cornerbacks. So, Carl, who's your offensive MVP for the Bills?
The one and only, Sammy, the only receiver on the Bills roster, Watkins.
Man. Okay.
So, he's the only offensive threat on that offense besides Shady when he does play.
Shady.
Yes, sir, man. He had 1,000 yards last year. He passed that threshold. So, let's go. Sammy Watkins.
Shady. How you doing, man? I am a big fan of Shady, but real talk for me, I think the player that's really going to make all the difference to the world and who the Bills need is Tyrod, I get it, Taylor. Hey. Anyways, Tyrod is a real weapon. He was in the Bills for a while. Excuse me, the Ravens. B-names, Baltimore. But he was with Ravens for a while, and I really liked him. They would use him in gadget plays sometimes, but I think Tyrod's a really good passer, too, and an underrated passer as well. So I really think that this year he's going to take the next step. They don't have a lot of receivers, which is why I have him ranked so low. But I think Tyrod, by his own just ability to run, pass, is really going to make a name for himself this year. And for some reason, the Bills don't really like him that much. They drafted Cardell. They were flirting with other quarterbacks during the offseason as well. So, anyways, moving on to the Dolphins. Carl, what's Vegas have them at, and what do you have them at?
Vegas prediction, they got them at 7. Last year, they were 6-10. My prediction is they're going to flip the script, and they're going to be 10-6. This is Ryan Tannehill, make or break year, and I think everyone, including Mr. Ryan Tannehill, knows that. They ranked on the bottom half at the NFL last year, both defensively and offensively, respectively, at 26 and 25. This year, they bring in the head coach is Adam Gase, who was the Chicago Bears offensive coordinator last year, who was known for reviving Jay Cutler's career.
I mean, I don't know if Jay Cutler's back. I don't know about that. I know for one thing, Ryan Tannehill is not the answer. So
yes,
I did not predict them to do well at all. Me, what do I have in that? 5-11. That's right, I said it. Almost the opposite of what you had.
That's crazy.
10-6, you're crazy.
No, that's crazy.
You're crazy. Like, I don't understand that at all. There are a lot of holes in that team, especially in offense. And Ryan Tannehill Ryan
Offensively, they're talented.
The quarterback, what has he proved anyone to do so far?
Okay, yeah,
I haven't seen it.
That.
Okay, so that's where it all starts at.
Eight, two times.
In this division, where they play the NFC West, there is no way that Ryan Tannehill is going to play Arizona and play Seattle and come out with a victory. On top of playing New England twice.
Without Tom Brady one time.
They're still going to lose and playing the New York football Jets twice.
Who's?
The Jets swept them last year.
What?
And it's going to happen again this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I said it.
Okay.
Anyways, my record.
Okay.
Who's your offensive MVP? I'm fired up. AFC East talk. Jets are coming up fourth. We're going to go.
Like I said, my offensive MVP is going to be Mr. Ryan Tannehill. Man.
Okay.
He's going to lead the team to their first winning season ever under him as the starting QB. So I think this year things turn around for the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
And they're going to be 10-6.
For me, it's Jarvis Landry.
Okay.
Big fan of this guy.
Me too.
He grew up with Odell Beckham, played with him in LSU as well.
Yep.
Fantastic PPR receiver. We'll talk about that as the season goes on. He's really good at the short, intermediate routes where he does a quick, sharp cut and gets open. Really big fan of him, and I think he's going to have a fantastic year this year. Carl, who do you have for defense, though?
Defensive MVP, the one and only Rashad, defensive MVP, Jones, man. 136 total tackles last year, 6 interceptions, 2 TDs, and 1 fumble recovery. Man, those stats are amazing all across the board, and I love him. Nothing else needs to be said.
Okay. No, I feel that. I definitely like that. Me, it's Mario Williams. Signed a big contract this year. Really made headway. Had a lot of sacks and obviously was the first overall pick in the same year as Reggie Bush. Mario Williams had an off year in Buffalo because Rex Ryan refused to use him, but I like him a lot in this 4-3 system at defensive end.
Yeah.
Him and Cameron Wake are going to cause a lot of issues for any of the quarterbacks in the AFC.
And I believe Ndamukong Suh could come in and step in and have a good year too. He started off slow last year, but I don't think he fit that type of scheme. So.
Yeah, I agree, and also there's going to be a lot of pressure taken off him as well with Mario's presence.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, moving on to the evil empire, the worst person on the entire planet, Bill Belichick and the Patriots. Carl, what's your record?
Okay.
What does Vegas have him at? Talk to me.
Vegas have him at 10.5.
Okay.
Last year, he was 12-4. You know, Tom Brady was just a beast last year. My prediction this year is they're going to lose only one game less than that.
What?
They're going to be 11-5.
Okay.
We all know time to flee. Gate Brady.
He cheats.
He finally accepted the punishment. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. This year, they have Jimmy Big Shoes to fill, Garoppolo.
I don't believe in him.
Oh, but
But
a lot of his teammates came out and said they believe in him and trust that he could
so
be the right
I don't believe in him, and I think he's going to lose every game he starts.
Okay.
But I have the Patriots 11-5 still.
So the first four games, game one, they played Cardinals in Arizona.
They're
going to
lose.
I think
that.
That's going to lose. That's a loss.
Immediately a loss.
Yeah, it's a,
folks,
okay.
If you want to put money up, if that's Ishin, need rent to pay, I'll tell
okay,
you right now. Ben in Arizona with the over.
Second game, Dolphins at home, which I think is a loss. What about you?
Yeah, I, you know, we'll see. I don't trust Jimmy Garoppolo, and I think this Dolphins team is going to be a really angry defense. I'm not a fan of them, but I think anyone wants to beat the Patriots. Anyone wants to beat the Patriots, they cheat. They're not that great all around. I hate them so much.
Okay. Third game, Texans at home. I could see that as a win. I could possibly see that as a loss. It's going to be a close game regardless. I think that's definitely going to be a close game.
Yeah, I have every game that the Patriots play as a loss for the first four games with Jimmy Garoppolo. So I'm going to have this as a loss. I have them going 11-5, but I have this as a loss.
I have them beating the Bills, which is game four, at home, and I have them winning that game.
Yeah, we'll see, dude.
Okay.
Who do you have the offensive MVP?
But offensive MVP would definitely be Tom Brady, the Fleet Gate. You know, man.
Mm.
As soon as he come back, his first game is against the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a massacre.
Okay.
A massacre.
He'll find another way to cheat.
Yeah, that's just going to spark things for him, and that's going to start a crazy streak. I still think the Patriots have a good record, and they end at 11-5. What about you? Who do you have as the offensive MVP?
Offensive MVP, I have Gronk.
Okay.
He's the best tight end in the NFL.
Yeah.
There's no one else in the league that can do what he does. He's so big. He's so fast. He's so strong. I hate him. A moment of silence for that thought, as that was not a respectable comment. Kobe Fleener and Robert Gronkowski are nowhere in the same. But anyways, moving on. I hate Rob Gronkowski, but I appreciate him. He's a Polak like myself. Carl shout out his Haitian family earlier, so Rob Gronkowski, appreciate you.
No.
Appreciate you.
Clutch.
Anyways, so, Carl, who got for the defensive MVP, man?
I have outside linebacker J.B. Collins with the departure of Chandler Jones, who was the Patriots' best defensive player last year, in my opinion. I think Jamie Collins will continue to have to produce like he did last year. He had 89 total tackles. 5.5 sacks, and he had 5 forced fumbles with 1 interception. So if Jalen Collins continue to produce like that, I think he's going to be their defensive MVP.
Yeah, it's really not hard to like root against Jamie Collins. He's a monster. Really fantastic draft pick. And if you think about Missouri and the players they've had come out of the draft, Sheldon Richardson, Shane Ray, Jamie Collins,
mm-hmm.
all playing the same defense, which
yeah.
is really incredible, on top of Michael Sam as well. But my defensive MVP is Devin McCourty. It was a really bold and kind of brash decision by Bill Belichick to move this first-round cornerback to free safety and see the results he's getting.
Yeah.
And now he's an all-pro corner.
Yeah.
All-pro safety. He was not a good cornerback. But Bill Belichick made a decision to move him to safety, and he's just been the best free safety in the NFL.
Okay.
And as a Jets fan, I hate to say it, but he's been so good. So my defensive MVP is going to be Devin McCourty. Who do you have for the Jets? My Jets. My heart, my soul. Everything I'm about. My New York football Jets. Carl, what's your record for them?
Vegas got them at 7.5. Last year, they were 10-6. My prediction this year, I'm sorry to upset you, is going to be 7-9. 7-9. Approaching this as if young Gino with the Nino is the starter.
Hey.
So nobody truly knows what's going on with Ryan. I like to get fat and make the Jets wait on a magic trick, Fitzpatrick. So nobody knows what's going on with that. Young Gino with the Nino is the starter for now. So I want to get to something real quick.
What's up?
The definition of genocide.
Hmm?
Definition of genocide is the deliberate killing of a large group of people, especially those of a particular ethnic group or nation. Young Gino side. It's irony that Gino is in genocide. I believe young Gino side will deliberately kill the hopes of dreams and the fans of the Jets Nation to make the postseason. What do you think about that, Cody?
Carl, your fiance is present, and I feel really bad. But I've never wanted to strike someone as much as I want to right now. How dare you? That's my quarterback. Eugene Cyril Smith III is going to lead the New York Football Jets to victory. I'll tell you why. Because he is a cast of characters he's never had before. If you think about Geno, who did he have to throw to? David Nelson? Clyde Gates? They're not in the NFL anymore. But now, he has Brandon, I catch that, my favorite, Marshall.
I like that. I like
number
that.
15. And he was a Pro Bowler.
Yep.
And he was number 25 in the NFL Network's top 100 list. Brandon Moss Marshall.
I like Brandon Marshall.
I love Eric Decker.
Okay.
And we also got Matt Forte this year.
I like Matt Forte. All-around running back, man.
Yeah, what do you call him?
All-around running back.
Okay.
Matt Forte. Matt Complete Back Forte.
Hey.
That's what I call him, man.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to do big things this year. He's going to have a lot of touches, too.
Yeah. No. He definitely will. So, Carl, I'm sorry. What was your record for them?
7-9. I feel like that was a subtle question.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. I did not hear you.
Oh,
for my New York Football Jets, who's going to be the number 5 seed? 10-6. I'll tell you right now, there's not one team in the AFC that wants to play the New York Jets right now. This defensive line.
I love your defense. You have a top defense.
Who's your defensive MVP? Who do you love most? Who do you love most?
Okay, shouldn't come as a surprise, man. I love Mr. David Harris. Should have another phenomenal year under Todd Bowles. He had 108 tackles.
Okay.
4.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles.
Yeah.
And he was almost in every play. So I definitely like David Harris to continue that success under Todd Bowles.
Where's Todd Bowles from?
Elizabeth.
Where at State?
Jersey.
Hey. And so is the GM, Mike McCagnan. Two Jersey boys running the roost. I'll tell you right now, my defensive MVP, Calvin, get this money, hit stick prior. Hit stick prior. Yo, my young bull. First of all, Calvin Pryor just lays people out.
Yeah, man, we saw what he did to Rashard. Almost cost me fantasy money because I want to get hurt. Matthews, now of the Titans, previously the Miami Dolphins.
What happened to him, though?
He got laid.
What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? Calvin hit stick prior came through in the clutch. First of all, the Jets are going to have a top 5 defense, and I'll say it right now,
okay.
Top 3. Mm-hmm. How you doing? There's so much young talent in this team right now.
Oh,
out with the old, in with the new.
Darren Lee from the Ohio State University.
One more time for the people.
The Ohio State University.
Talk to him.
And then you got Jordan Jenkins, who's going to be phenomenal. He's out of Georgia. I think
he was
a
better
a
pass rusher than
yeah.
Leonard Floyd. What was the best record you had again?
I had them at 7-9. I'm sorry, man. Because I don't think Genocide can win.
I completely disagree. I have Geno, the touchdown, Machino ahead of Fitzpatrick. I don't want Fitzpatrick to sign. I'm fine with Geno. I love him with his record. I love his arm strength, and I think he'll really capitalize and make sure that we move on and get to the playoffs again. So anyways, Carl, who's your top offensive MVP for the entire division?
Like I said, my sleeper of the division is going to be the Miami Dolphins, 10-6 record, so I'm going with Mr. Ryan Tannehill.
Ew! Ew! What an awful pick! You had so many picks!
So, who's the offensive MVP of the division?
Robert Stolat Gronkowski. I mean, he's a once in a decade player.
Yeah.
You picked Ryan Tannehill, who's probably not going to be the starting
quarterback. He's going to have his best season of his career this
against
year.
The Jets, he showed his true colors. He's not about that life.
Okay.
So, anyways. Robert Gronkowski, who's your top defensive MVP for the division?
See, this is crazy. We never had this before. two players coming from the same team. My top defensive player of the division is Rashad, defensive MVP Jones. I think he built on what he did last year, and he continues to show flashes of why he's one of the top safeties in the division. It's not even top safeties, one of the top DBs all around.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't see that. My top defensive MVP is Muhammad, get that, Jersey Zone, Wilkerson. Guy is just the second best defensive end outside of J.J. Watt, and I really think he has what it takes to make sure that the Jets are going to make them the playoffs. So that's my selection. But anyways, Carl, my man, it's been another great discussion. And, you know, what we have to do now moving forward is who wins the division. Who do you have right now?
I have the New England Patriots, man. I think when Garoppolo's done, he'll probably have a 2-2 record or a 1-3 record. And as soon as Tom Brady get back, we're going to see something crazy. He's going to unleash something. He's going to unleash the beast, the freak of nature, what he does. And he's just going to dominate and just try to outscore every single team in every single game. Per usual. So I think Patriots going to have the most winning division at 11-5. What about you?
I fucking hate the Patriots so much, man. I hate them so much. Imagine your team has been good for 12 straight years, and there's a team full of cheaters in Upper Massachusetts that will always beat you by one game. But you play them well every single game you play.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the division winners are going to be the Patriots. They're 11-5. But the New York Football Jets are going to sweep them. They're going to go 10-6. And then when they play them in the playoffs, they're going to beat them. That's my take. And it's going to happen. And that's it. That's the bottom line. Because Stone Cold said so. Anyways, once again, it's been a great podcast. Sorry, things got a little heated.
Yeah.
This is what happens when I talk about the Jets. But, signing off, this is Cody.
This is Carl.
We'll have the AFC North coming up to you guys midweek. All right, be easy.
Yeah, it do not matter. Turn to a savage, pocket got fatter. She call me daddy. Smoking that gas, going like that Zanny. She on a powder. Nowadays, I am on my head, I got sadder. Money got longer, speaker got louder, car got faster. Turn to a savage, pocket got fatter. She call me daddy. Smoking that gas, going like that Zanny.